we can only give from what we have, right? And we should be giving from our overflow. And in order to do that, especially in this field, when you're dealing with suicide or substance use, you have to make sure that you're taking care of self first. It's not selfish, it's necessary.
Welcome to the Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. In each episode, you'll learn from experts about the best practices and technologies to live a happier, healthier, and hopefully a longer life. Here is your host, Claudia Erdenola.
Welcome to Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Claudia Erdenola. I am a professional engineer with a passion for health and wellness. And here at my podcast, we discuss all related to wellness and better ways in how you and I can live longer, healthier, and happier life. Today, my guest is Rajani Ayusi. Rajani is a veteran from the Army. She served 9 years on the Army and went to 4 deployments to Afghanistan. She got on special operations and special forces, work on intelligence during her deployments, and she had a story that you don't want to miss. If you didn't see the part one of our conversation with Rajani, I highly invite you to go here. We're going to link it below, the link to our first part of this conversation with Rajani. And she will give you all the details of her experience on how is dealing for our veterans, community, for many of them, that they left war, but war never left them. All of the horrors of war and how the struggles with PTSD, mental health issues, depression, and veteran suicide is something that today this is a huge problem. And we, as a community, we want to help and we want to be part of the solution. Rajani now is in civilian life. She is a therapist, and she is part of the solution as she's helping many to deal with the mental issues and recovery from addictions in our veterans community. So she's going to tell us about that, and please stay tuned because the story is great. And I know after this podcast, you're going to be very, very much informed about what to look for and how you can help as well to those veterans that are struggling with mental issues. So thank you very much for your support, and I hope you stay tuned with us. And remember, if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe right now to our channel and hit the notification button. We would love to have you as part of the fam. Also, leave us your comments below. We love to hear from you if you like this kind of content, and if there is some other content that you would like for us to bring guests and bring you more education about those here in our podcast, we will be happy to do that. Again, we love to be in touch with you guys. And if you leave us a 5-star review, that would be even better. Follow us in all our social media channels, Instagram, Facebook. We are also on TikTok. We'll see you there. Thank you. We're working with the American Legion on this campaign, Be The One, which is the program from the American Legion Be The One program to end veteran suicide. This is episode 2, Breaking Silence, the reality behind veteran suicide. You know, when I hear your story, I thought that was so amazing. This is not that common that you have a therapist that has been go through all of this experience. I mean, the military training, you have been wounded. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have disability because you're jumping out of those airplanes. I can't picture you doing that. Breaking bones.
First one out, last one on the floor because I was always so small, yeah.
Oh, my God. So fun. Going through all of that, having to leave this super sad experience, mm-hmm. To lose your own husband through suicide and then recover from that, identify you have a problem too, and working through that and now helping others. Mm-hmm. I think that experience is unique, and that is why I wanted you to come to my podcast today.
Thank you.
So I would like for you to tell us now, what are you doing in the present time? What is your work? Where are you working?
Okay.
Again, this is part of just bringing the awareness on the problem of the PTSD and mental illness that, you know, unfortunately are bringing us to the veteran suicide problem that is 23, 24 a day. There's too many. We need to do something to identify. It must be a way that we can, you know, help others to don't do that, to tell them that their lives they're irrelevant, they're important, they're beautiful souls. So what are you doing now, Rojani? Tell us a little bit about your work.
I'm super excited about what I do now.
It's like a mission.
It is my new mission. And it's exciting because even as like I was sharing my story and I'm emotional and I'm crying about it because it is a very sad experience, I was still super like internally so much peace, right? Because I have been able to see the power of somebody working a therapeutic process with you. You know, someone took me on and said, you know, you're not too damaged. You're not too broken. This isn't a lost cause. You can get through this and you can get through it in a very authentic way. And so what I do now as a therapist is try to give that to other people, other veterans. I believe in empowering people to let go of the victim mindset and take on the mindset of a victor. I have the ability to positively impact my life. If it's not working for me, I can change it. I think that veterans need purpose.
Because they are mission-driven.
We are mission-driven, right? But when you're in such a destitute place emotionally, mentally, sometimes physically, you don't feel like you have the ability to even manage a purpose, much less identify a purpose. So I think that when a veteran comes into treatment, I'm working at Banyan Treatment Centers, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But when a veteran comes into treatment and they hear me say to them, listen, I'm here to partner with you through your life. I'm not here to fix your life, right? You are going to do the work that's necessary in order to change your circumstances. It's not because I have magic. It's because you're strong enough to do it. And I'm going to help you through that. That is that full circle moment, right? Like, all of the stigma associated with suicide, all of the stigma associated with substance use or self-medicating or mental illness that we experience in the military, all of that, now they have another veteran that's partnering with them side by side and saying, I see it and it doesn't really concern me that much. We're going to get through it. You know, I'm not off put by your story. I'm not afraid that you're dangerous or you're coming unhinged, you know, like, yeah, this sucks. I was there. I remember. And I'm not there anymore. And you don't have to be there either. So at Banyan Treatment Centers, I am a military and veteran liaison. I am a clinician. But I have like a multifaceted responsibility, I think, because I work the business development aspect of it. So I go out and I build relationships with people in the community. I look for veterans that need treatment. I work visiting the VA and making relationships with the VA and things like that. And then I'm a therapist. I actually see clients clinically. I do their trauma work. I run veteran groups and I travel to our other facilities because we have 17 facilities across the country.
Okay. That was my next question because I don't want our audience to think that Banyan is centers are only in Florida.
Yeah. We have 6 facilities in Florida.
Out
of the 17. And then we have 17 across the country from Alaska to Florida. So, you know, wide ranging, and we do mental health and substance use. And so a client can come in primary mental health and be struggling with substance use disorder, we'll treat it, or they can come in primary substance use and have residual mental health and we'll treat it. So we treat veterans that have co-occurring disorders. And that looks differently for everybody. And so I think that one of the important things is remembering that each veteran is an individual.
It's different case.
Yes.
Each of them.
Yes. And so even though I'm a veteran, I don't go into the veteran thinking like, oh, I know everything about you and like you're going to respond the same way that I do. And we as a company, we really try to help the veteran identify, hey, this is my area of focus. This is what I really need. This is what makes me feel important, or this is what I believe is going to give me purpose. Because obviously not every veteran is going to become a therapist. That's not the goal.
Yes.
That was just my experience. Some veterans decide that they want to do, you know, off-grid living and turn their van into a camper, and, you know, they're going to live this wanderlust lifestyle, and that's beautiful. And then other veterans say, you know what, I want to go back to school, and I want to open a business, and I want to have a family, and I want to help veterans, and I want to train service dogs. Like, there's such a vast experience of veterans. Mm-hmm. And also recognizing not every veteran feels proud of their service. Not every veteran leaves and misses it. Like, I miss my service tremendously, right? So looking at the veteran as an individual without judgment, which means I don't care how you got out of the service, if you were honorably discharged, other than honorably discharged, under other than honorable conditions, or dishonorably discharged. If you are willing to do the work, if you are willing to partner with us, we are willing to help you. And so there's a few ways that we do that, right? One is identifying what does the veteran need. Do they need substance use treatment? Do they need mental health treatment? At what level of care? So detox, residential, there's partial, and then intensive outpatient. Where can we fit them that's going to be in the best interest of them and their recovery and their healing journey? And then what does getting them into treatment look like? Because that's the challenge, right? I think that we do a very good job, banding treatment centers, we do a very good job at filling the gap where the VA can't. There's only so many things that the VA can do. There's only so many veterans that the VA can reach. Yes. And so we want to be an extension, a support system to a very stressed system.
Our podcast will continue in a short bit after this message. Dear friends, this is Be The One Coffee. We are in support of the American Legion Be The One program to end veteran suicide. And we created this product, Be The One Coffee, which is delicious coffee, freshly roasted, and shipped to you free of charge if you purchase more than $50. So remember, if you want to support Be The One and you want to taste the most delicious coffee on the market, try Be The One Coffee. You can order it with the following the QR code here or the link below. And remember, every time you purchase Be The One Coffee, you are part of the solution, because we are donating part of the sales to Be The One program. Be The One Coffee. We also have K-Cups. For those who like K-Cups, and stay tuned, because we are releasing about 13 new flavors very soon. Okay, so if one of our veterans that are listening to this podcast, they would like to reach out for services at Banyan, they contact directly Banyan, and how is the compensation? Right. They have to pay for it. The VA pay for it. We want to know the mechanics, because that makes a difference if they, you know.
Absolutely. And that's a really good question. So we take most private insurances. So if you're insured through... I don't want to name all the insurances, but if you have private insurance, you can give us a call. We take most private insurances. We also take VA authorizations. We are a community care provider, so we are in network with the VA to provide treatment to veterans through community care. That's a really great one. Sometimes veterans get frustrated with the process because it can be arduous, and there's a lot of back and forth sometimes with the VA. And then we have a way to get veterans in who are in immediate crisis. So if there is a veteran who is in immediate crisis, they're experiencing suicidal mm-hmm. ideation, they are willing to go to treatment, they can give us a call as long as they meet criteria, right? If they're clinically appropriate for treatment and if they meet veteran status criteria, and these are all things that can be answered on the phone, they can call us so we can get them into treatment within 24 hours.
And I in talking to you before, yeah. I think you mentioned that there are situations when the veteran is such in crisis that you guys can go and pick him up.
Yes, yeah, so we do provide transportation when it's necessary, mm-hmm. Which is also very important. Because nobody wants to be doing that alone. Now, if a veteran is in crisis and they are actively engaging in the behavior to end mm-hmm. their life, that is not a Banyan Treatment Center's issue. That is a 911, right? Mm-hmm. And so I want to be very clear about that, yes. right? Preservation of life is the most important thing.
Yes.
not getting into treatment at Banyan. So if there is a veteran, if you know somebody and you have a veteran that is in crisis and they are engaging in the behavior, right? They have a weapon, they are hanging themselves, they're taking pills. It's important that we get them stabilized first. That's usually a 911 situation. There is an emergency, right? And we want to make sure that they're stable. We can take them off of a mandatory psychiatric hold. So once they're cleared from the hospital, they can come to us. But a veteran that is struggling with suicidal ideation, you know, like it could be passive. Like, I wish I didn't wake up in the morning. You know, I've been thinking about how I could kill myself. I don't want to die, but I've been thinking about it. I want to get help before it gets worse. Definitely call us. Definitely.
That is a great thing. And again, this conversation is going to be so enlightening to a lot of the people that are listening, not only the veterans, the community in general, because, you know, actually when we were earlier this year with the national commander at the American Legion, Commander C. Heffer, he was telling us that right now they have data that is demonstrating that when one person takes his life or her life, it affected an entire group of 150 people.
Yes.
Around 150. Around.
Yes, for everyone suicide.
For everyone. Yep.
It's the ripple effect.
Exactly. Yep. So if we can get that help, we're helping not only that person, we're helping the potential people that get damaged, sad,
absolutely,
and absolutely impacted by that event. So absolutely, that is a very good thing that we're learning out from your services at Banyan. And again, in all of this work with the American Legion in preventing veteran suicide through Be The One, we created this product, Be The One Coffee. So many people out there, they don't know how to help.
Yep.
You know, they're listening to my podcast from many other episodes that we had before, and they're asking me, Claudia, how can I help? How can somebody say, best way you can do this, buy the coffee, Be The One Coffee, because we are donating to Be The One to help the prevention of veteran suicide and ending veteran suicide. Absolutely. That is our mission. And you're right. You know, veterans are mission-driven. Yeah. My husband, Bruce, is a veteran. He's a mission-driven. He's like, what else we can do, Claudia, to help, you know, Be The One, to bring more people to help. And we were creating more flavors for the coffee, so more people can buy the coffee. So
more exposure.
Yeah. So we're always trying to. But for the people out there, I think your experience is just bringing it home, bringing it to real, because you went through the problem of the mental health with your first husband, but also with yourself in healing that person, so you can also help others.
Absolutely. That's the thing. You know, when you were talking about being mission driven, we have to be the first mission. It's very easy to focus externally. It's very easy to be distracted and say, you know, oh, but if I'm excelling at that, if I'm doing good in my job, then there's nothing wrong inside, you know, and that's what I would try to do. I would try to justify me not needing help by looking externally and saying, but I just helped that person. So if I help them, then I can't be that bad. We can only give from what we have, right? And we should be giving from our overflow. And in order to do that, especially in this field, when you're dealing with suicide or substance use, you have to make sure that you're taking care of self first. It's not selfish. It's necessary. It's necessary because you can't engage in the mission appropriately if you're depleted. You won't be an asset. You'll be a liability. And so super, super important. Whenever I talk to veterans, because veterans tend to come into treatment and then they identify all the people that they need help and then they start advocating for other clients and other patients. And, you know, and I'm like, you have to look at yourself first. Let yourself be the priority. Military is very community-based. It's very very mission-based. What is better for the majority, not the singular? In treatment, I need to know what's best for you, right? And I want to help you find what's best for you. That way, when you get out, you can do that, right? You can take care of yourself, and then you can give back.
I mean, when you see the culture in the military mm-hmm. forces is you're tough.
Yeah.
You can just suck it up. You can deal with the pain. That's okay when they are in this frenzy of the activity, but then on the silent moments, I guess if we have those veterans to give the call, make the first step on reaching out for help, that is already a very positive step.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I would like to end in a positive note, because I want to know, are all of those treatments at Banyan, what is the rate of success? How effective are these treatments that we can say, yes, I mean, definitely when you go there and you do your job, what you're
right,
you're right. I mean, nobody else is going to do it. They have to do the job.
Yeah.
But they're receiving the support and the tools and the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at that individual case,
yeah,
with a mission to take him to a safe moment where they say, you're okay to go.
So that's a very difficult question to answer, because addiction is pervasive, and it is very rare that anybody, not just veterans, but that anybody that is struggling with an addiction goes to treatment one time and they recover. This is a long-term thing. Mm-hmm. What I can say is that Banyan is set up in a way where even after the veteran leaves, there's support for the veteran.
Beautiful.
So all of the clients that have come into treatment, they have alumni representatives. I'm one of them. You know, you may be getting a call from me where we check on you continuously. We're there for you. We provide support. We have alumni meetings. We have, we'll invite you back as a guest speaker. We want to keep you engaged in the community. And when people do that, they have a higher chance of success. But individuals have the right to choose. And unfortunately, sometimes people do choose their pathology. They choose their addiction. They choose the mental illness. And they come to treatment before they're ready and things happen. So success is very subjective.
An individual case.
And individualized, exactly. What I think is successful for myself is not going to be the same thing for somebody else. But I would like to think, or I should say that I do believe, that at least we give them the opportunity and the chance to be set up for success so that they can live a beautiful life afterwards, a life that they're proud of.
That's great. And again, I think, Banyan treatments, Be The One program, we are getting the tools. We're getting to talk about mm-hmm. it. We're having the space now when we can really address the situation in an open and safe environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are your community. We're here to embrace you and help you if you're listening and you want help. So the first step is just reach out.
Absolutely.
Reach out. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, you never know when you're going to be the one to help others.
Right.
To help someone else to get through this.
And to do that, educate yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to be a therapist, but know the resources.
Yes.
Right? Knowing Be The One, that's a resource. Knowing Banyan Treatment Centers, that's a resource. Knowing the local VAs and things like that, the vet centers and the American Legions in the area where you can call and say, hey, I have a veteran that's struggling. Do you know where I can take them?
Exactly.
A lot of it is, when the veteran is overwhelmed, they don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Right? So if you are in the community and you just take a couple minutes to familiarize yourself with some of the resources out there, that's the first step in being the one.
Being the one.
Yeah.
Be the one to help another one.
Absolutely.
Be the one to help a veteran in need.
Absolutely.
So now, Rajani, just for all of our audience, all the information about Rajani and Banyan Centers, Be The One program, everything is going to be in the description box of our podcast. We would love to hear from you. What are you thinking about our conversation? Do you know of someone that has been struggling with PTSD, with mental health? Maybe someone close to your family or your friends that may be thinking about suicide. Tell us on the comments. We love to hear from our community.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Rajani, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
For your time opening yourself the way you did. This is very personal for you, I know, but I know it's part of your mission of helping
Absolutely.
Others.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate that. And thank you for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate the support.
Do you, all of you, remember, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul. Take care.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you like the information that we shared with you today, please subscribe to the Express Soul Health and Wellness podcast and follow us in the social media outlets of your choice. Until next time, please remember, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul.